Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Talk. I'm so excited to be here today. We've had some repeat shows because I've been so busy, but of course this is Sue Storm and this is Angel Talk. And our subject today, our main subject is always prosperity and success, but our subject today is confidence. Self-confidence. And boy, if that isn't something that is a subject that everyone either suffers with, if that's the right word you can use, or deals with in their entire life, because there's always times in your life when confidence and self-confidence is really important to you. So, and without it, what are we, right? I mean, we can't be just a little fly on the wall all the time. We have to be out there. We have to be promoting ourselves, pushing ourselves, and being in a position where confidence is what we exude. And if you're applying for a job, if you're looking for a mate, if you're just looking to be a good example for your children or the people around you. Certainly, confidence is primary, utmost, and at the forefront. So here we go with our chapter on confidence. And of course, these chapters are from the Angel First Aid books. And this particular book is Angel First Aid, Rx for Success, Prescription for Success. So here we go. We have the Angel Specialist for Confidence. Archangel Michael is the Angel Specialist, and then also Archangel Gabriel. Now, Archangel Michael works with guidance and protection, and Archangel Gabriel works with invention, communication, and the arts. And certainly confidence has a lot to do with communication. It's how you communicate who you are, what you believe in, and what you feel about yourself. The other angels for this chapter on confidence are Barry, that's the angel of strength, and Caroline is the angel of positive thinking. Cornell is the angel of decision making. Deborah is the angel of interviewing, and Jacob is the angel of education. So we're starting out with some of our angel specialists, and our affirmations for this chapter are, and if you're ready, an affirmation is something that starts with I am or I have, because it's in the present time and in the positive, and then you keep repeating it. You keep repeating it, especially before you go to bed at night and when you wake up in the morning and during the time that you're driving. Pick one affirmation. Pick two. Make them short and sweet, and you can make up your own affirmations, but the ones for the confidence chapter are, I am positive and optimistic. Well, let's go back and say that one more time. I am positive and optimistic. And then the other affirmation is, I have charm and charisma. Ooh, doesn't that sound exciting? I have charm and charisma. A third is, I am in the best profession. And for someone who is certainly out there in the field and in a profession, what better thing to say than I am in the best profession? Also, I have great self-confidence. I have great self-confidence. I am making an impression. And that's true. You need to make an impression. You need to make an impression on the people around you, the children that you're working with, your employees, your coworkers. You need to make an impression. And that doesn't mean a false impression. That doesn't mean pretending you're something that you're not. That means being who you really are. There is someone inside of you who is so special and so important that that's why you're down here on Earth, to find your life's purpose and follow through on it. And again, I'm going to say this to you. You are so special and you are so important that you are here on Earth to follow the inner feelings, the inner knowingness that you have. Okay, let's go to some of the other angels that work with confidence. We have Jacob, who's the angel of education, and we have Katrina, and Katrina is the angel of prosperity. And what the angels believe prosperity is a variety of things. Prosperity isn't just I have extra cash or I have extra money. Prosperity is health, happiness, and everything that there is to make a person prosperous. The next angel we have, and this is going to be very important for confidence, is Melody. And Melody is the angel of self-esteem. And then we have Patrick, who's the angel of sports. And we have Samuel, who's the angel of excellence. And we have Teresa, who's the angel of empowerment. Think of that. Teresa, angel of empowerment. Doesn't that sound wonderful? And you can call to each one of these angels, Samuel, the angel of excellence. You can call to every one of these angels just by saying to them, Teresa, I need some empowerment. Help me out right now. Talk to them as if they are your friends, your confidants, the people that are around you or the entities that are around you in a truly angelic, loving space. That's what your angels are. Now, Rebecca is the angel of confidence. So I'll repeat that again. Rebecca is the angel of confidence. So if that's what you're looking for and you need some extra confidence, then talk to Rebecca. And the consultation for today in the confidence chapter of the Angel First Aid book is, you know what? My angels are telling me I haven't given out the phone number yet. So let's do that one more time, just in case you're listening and you don't have the phone number, because we love to take calls. It's toll-free, 888-268-4313. That's toll-free, 888-268-4313 in the States. And if you're international, the number is 281-419-7697, 281-419-7697. All right, here we go with Rebecca and the consultation. Successful, empowered people possess a very strong sense of self-esteem. Unwavering belief in professional capabilities propels those who wish to reach a high level of excellence. And what this is saying is, when you believe in yourself, when you believe in your professional capabilities, and it doesn't have to be professional, when you believe in your relationship capabilities, when you believe in your abilities to be a good friend, those propel you to a higher level of excellence. Having strength, confidence, and the courage of one's convictions will provide the impetus to advance in life. And what more can we ask for than to advance in life? All right, now we have our key words for this chapter. And these key words come from Stephen Belkin, who is an entrepreneur and a visionary, and he is a wonderful person to know. And his secrets of success are involved in these three words: conceive, believe, and achieve. First you conceive it, then you have to believe it, and then you achieve it. And that's the way he has built his empire, and that's the way you can build your empire too. So keywords: conceive, believe, and achieve. All right. Now we're going to talk about the wealth in affirmation. This is a remedy in the Angel First Aid book. And the wealth affirmation goes this way. You just keep saying over and over, I give myself permission to be wealthy. And while you're saying it, you tap gently on your temples. The temples, I suppose everybody knows where they are, but if you follow the outside of your eye to the little indentation by your hairline, that's where your temples are. And you just tap on them with a couple of fingers, and you say, I give myself permission to be wealthy. And you do it with enthusiasm. I give myself permission to be wealthy. I give myself permission to be wealthy. And mean it. Because often we don't have permission to be wealthy. Often we were told when we were younger, money doesn't grow on trees, kids in Europe are starving, and you can't make it, the rich get richer, and I think the rest of that is the poor get poorer. But basically, what you want to do is you want to give yourself permission. I am willing to be wealthy. I give myself permission to be wealthy. And ask your angels for help, because that's an affirmation. All right, we have a caller. Who do we have, Don? Hello,
hi.
Do we have our caller?
Yeah. Hi, my name's Paige.
Kate?
Paige.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
P-A-G-E. Paige.
Oh, okay. Okay. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
So I hear this subject is confidence.
Yes, it is. Isn't that a big subject?
That has been a problem all my life.
Oh, really? Okay. Can I either give you an affirmation or some key words?
Yeah, okay, that'd be good.
Okay, all right. Well, let me give you an affirmation that works with confidence. And by the way, the angel that is for confidence is named Rebecca.
Okay.
Okay, so Rebecca is the angel of confidence.
All right.
And the key words are conceive, believe, and achieve. In that order.
Okay.
First you conceive the idea. Then you have to believe that you have the ability to follow through with it, and then you can achieve it. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. So what happens if, like, you do that, but then you feel like others, well, for me, a lot of times it depends on what people think of me. So then that's where the confidence kind of crashes and burns.
Right. And you know what? The important thing isn't what people think of you. It's what you think of yourself. I think that's what is most important, because people's ideas of you will change depending on whether they've had a good day or their impression of something that you do, which is tainted by their parents and things that they grew up with. But what's really important is how you feel about yourself. When you wake up in the morning, do you feel like you are special, like you are wonderful, like this is a great day, and you're going to achieve as much as you can? I think that's the bottom line. What do you think about that?
That sounds pretty good. Do you think that people have a certain default level that they kind of start out with and then they keep, or a set point? Do you know what I mean by that? like a certain level of confidence that is sort of natural to them, and then you keep gravitating back toward that no matter what you do?
I believe that, yes, that I, not that you're born that way, but that it's a something that happens based on your childhood. I mean, I have a story in the book of a man who, when he was 2 years old, his father died, and his aunts and uncles kept saying to him, "You are a success." At 2 years old, they were saying, "You don't have to worry about being a success without your dad. You already are a success."
Aww.
And so they built his confidence when he was a child.
Huh. That's sweet.
And I think that that's the secret. It's knowing that you're special from the time that you're young. And so if you have children, install that in their mind. Give them a sense of that specialness. How about that?
That's a good idea. So with Rebecca, what do? You, like, pray to her? Do you talk to her? What do you do?
Yeah, you just talk to her. You just make her your friend. Make her your confidant. And just ask her, "Rebecca, I have, I need to be confident today. I'm going out on a job interview, or I'm making a phone call about a job interview. Bring all that confidence to me." And we were talking earlier about Teresa, who's the angel of empowerment, and Samuel, who's the angel of excellence. And Melody is the angel of self-esteem. So we have angels for every area of that can encompass your life, especially if you're interviewing or going out and looking for a job or a mate. I have self-confidence, and that's important when you're looking for a mate.
Okay.
Does that all make sense to you?
Yeah, sure does. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay. Let's talk about one of our success questions. Can angels maximize education? Having a close connection with celestial beings enables students to research as well as integrate relevant material. The messengers, and of course the angels are our messengers, eagerly promote academic pursuits by expanding comprehension and ensuring the retention of information. They encourage timely completion of assignments. And the angel specialist that goes with education, if you are in any area of academia and looking for excellence, is Jacob, the angel of education.
Sue Storm is an expert on angels and the author of the Angel First Aid series. If you want more happiness in your life, then read her first book, Angel First Aid: Prescription for Miracles. This book covers prosperity, health, money, career, and relationships. If you want to find your life's purpose, then read Sue Storm's second book, Angel First Aid: Prescription for Success. This book is a guide to achieving financial and career goals. The benefits of practicing angel first aid techniques, which are outlined in these books, are enormous, including stronger focus, greater success, financial growth, and spiritual fulfillment. Each book contains a glossary of angels, miracle stories, and testimonials. Treat yourself to an outstanding learning experience that will change your life forever. Call 630-420-1334 to order. That's 630-420-1334. For more information, visit www.theangellady.com. From romance to finance, if your relationship needs an extra spark, or if you are looking for a soulmate to share your life, then Tarina is the angel you will want to call on. Sue Storm will help you to connect with Tarina, the angel of attraction. This angel finds soulmates or encourages compatibility and romance in ongoing relationships. Sue Storm will work with Tarina and the angel first aid techniques to show you how to strengthen your self-confidence and enjoy happiness in the future. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334, that's 630-420-1334, to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment.
Welcome back, everyone. everyone, to Angel Talk. And again, I'm your host, Sue Storm, and I'm also known as the Angel Lady. If you would like to call in, and I'd love to have your calls, the number is 888-268-4313. That's toll-free. Or your, if you're international, the number is 281-419-7697. And today we are talking about the Angel First Aid book. And, of course, the subject of our program is always success and prosperity. And the chapter that we're talking about today is confidence. So now we want to go to what interferes with your confidence. How is it that you just build yourself and you get yourself excited about something, and then all of a sudden, boom, things change? We're going to take our call, and then we're going to come back and talk about that. All right. You can put the caller through.
Hi, this is Marty.
Hi, Marty. How are you?
Pretty good. You?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Great. I have a question about confidence.
Okay, good, because that's the chapter we're on today.
Yeah, I know. After being knocked down a couple of times, it's hard to remain confident. Do you have any recommendations about that kind of scenario?
You know what? I have a lot on that. And,
good.
yeah. So hang in there with me, because we can talk about that. Basically, when you're knocked down, it's because people hit you with something that triggers your judge.
And
the judge is that part of you that kind of criticizes you or judges you or has power over you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what happens then is, let's just say someone decides that they either tell you something that is unkind about you, or they say they don't want to be your friend anymore, or they or your mate or something like that, and they pull away from you. And then your judge comes in and starts like sabotaging you and saying, well, you see, you did this wrong, or you know, you're not lovable, or you're a bad person, or something like that, or
any number of things.
Yeah, right, any number of things. And everybody is different. Everyone's judge is different. And the words that they use are different. The way they look is different. So,
yeah.
So what happens then is
highly personalized.
You beat yourself down more.
Mm.
And what we were just going to talk about before your call, so I'll go into that now, is how when someone reaches a level of prosperity or a level of excellence, and then they stay at that level and they don't go any higher. And why is it that they get to a point where everything is going okay and things start to change, or they slide back, or something happens, and they just don't go any higher? And the answer is that their judge comes in and gives them all these bad messages, and they just can't seem to achieve. They just don't have the confidence. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah.
All right. You're following along with
me? I remember reading about the judge in your book.
Right. Okay. And it's in the confidence
chapter. That was very helpful.
Okay. Right. Okay. So, and then sometimes, when it happens that, especially with a job, there's downsizing, or there's reasons for people to, have to, be laid off. I mean, right now, we're in an economy where a lot of people are being laid off for one reason or another.
I know that.
In some cases, did that happen to you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're really hitting home here. okay. But in some cases, that is just a situation where then you start thinking, even though it had nothing to do with you, I'm sure, and nothing to do with your performance. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you start thinking that there is something wrong, that you haven't laid out your life the right way, that, you know, there's things about you that aren't perfect. And one thing about the judge, which is really important, is the judge only comes out when there's stress or when there's unhappiness or when things are on shaky ground. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because when things are wonderful, when you have your job, you're making a lot of money, you're going to work, everything is happy, you have all the love in your life, and everything is going along, The judge is silent. He has no leg to stand on, and so he might as well not bother even talking to you. Mm-hmm. And the opposite of the judge, and the way to get rid of them, not permanently because they're always there, but to at least remove them for a while, is to put your hand up and just in your mind say, stop. And if you're someplace where you can't put your hand up because you're around people or something in the grocery store or whatever, they can move your index finger and just say, stop. In some way, you get that judge to stop. And then you call on your angel. Call on Rebecca, the angel of self-confidence, or you call on Melody, the angel of self-esteem, and ask them to come in. Or even Serena is a good one because Serena is the angel of nurturing. And usually when your judge is on top of you, you don't feel nurtured.
Mm-mm.
So let me give you an affirmation.
Great.
The affirmation for you is, and I hope you're not going to blush on this, the affirmation for you is, I have charm and charisma.
Look, a smile on my face.
Good, I'm glad.
No, I don't feel any blush, but I feel a smile.
That's wonderful. And the key,
I have charm and charisma.
Charm and charisma.
I don't usually think of myself that way.
But you know what? That's what the angels picked for you, so I think that's how they see you.
Well, then I'll work on that.
And you
those
put
are
that,
good qual those are good qualities to have.
Right, and you put that into your set of confidence. How about that?
Be a great idea. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for calling. Have a really
sure.
great day. Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, that was a fun call. I enjoyed that. And now let's go back to our angels again and our keywords. Okay, keywords. Conceive, believe, and achieve. Our angel specialists are Barry, the angel of strength. Caroline, the angel of positive thinking, and certainly where can you have confidence without positive thinking? Cornell, the angel of decision making. Deborah, angel of interviewing. Jacob, the angel of education. And then we have a wealth affirmation again. I give myself permission to be wealthy. And we also have Confidence Builder. This is one great exercise, one of the remedies in the Confidence Chapter, one great exercise. What you do is you take your right hand and you rub it across your solar plexus or across your stomach, back and forth 6 or 7 times. And then you crisscross your arms and reach right below the shoulder on the outside of the arm. And you go up and down 6 or 7 times. You're going to feel so much better. This is called confidence building. And then you take the palm of your hand and put the heel of your hand next to your hip bone and move your hand up and down hip to knee on the outside of your leg on both hands. And this is called confidence builder. And it just makes your body tingle. It makes you feel strong. It gives you confidence in yourself. If you're having a bad moment, do this little exercise. It'll turn things around. If you're interviewing for a job, if you're about to go to a singles dance, or if you're looking for, you know, going out for the evening and trying to find Mr. or Miss Wright, then try this confidence builder because it's a wonderful, wonderful exercise. And now we can get back to talking about the judge, because if there's anything I've ever taught that is important, it's how to diffuse the judge. If there's anything that's going to keep you from being strong and successful and reach the top, it's that judge, if that's anything that's going to keep you from doing everything that you want to do. And the judge repeats to you the sayings that you have said to yourself or people have said to you when you were before the age of 13, when you were younger. And in some cases, the judge will say, call you names. They will say negative things to you. Stop that. Immediately. You know how you know when the judge is there? You get a bad feeling. And I bet everybody listening to this show right now knows exactly where that feeling is in their body and what that feels like. That, ugh, what did I do? I've been bad. That type of thing. Oh, my gosh, I screwed up. You know that feeling? All right. You want to get rid of that feeling? Then you kind of call on your angels. You call on, and we've talked about this before, Teresa or Melody or Caroline, the angel of positive thinking, or Serena, the angel of nurturing. She's not in the chapter, but she's a good one for this. And let those angels put their wings around you. Let them hold you. Let them comfort you. And let them tell you just how wonderful you really are. Because that's their job. The angels are here to help you succeed. And I'll repeat that. The angels are here to help you succeed. God bless those angels. They are here to make you the best that you can, to help you to find the potential that you have and work with that potential. We're going to go back to one of the remedies. We're going to go back to academic excellence. I'm just going to read this to you because this is kind of an interesting remedy. Comprehending information and using it productively are imperative to attaining success. If pursuing academic excellence, if you are doing that, ask Jacob, the angel of education, to guide you. And for whatever you need, Jacob can guide you. Because after all, you're being educated in life. You're being educated in how to succeed in life. And there's a lot of good things that come from education. Every single day, in every single way, you are gaining education. It doesn't have to be formal education. It could be spiritual education. It could be how to meditate, how to be confident. You could be just listening to this program. Basically, this is education. And if you're an athlete, it could be being taken to the higher level. I mean, being coached or being shown how to do the sport in such a way that you can be a success at it. The angel of sports, by the way, because in confidence chapter, sports is very important, because if you are playing golf or if you're doing something like that, you certainly have to have confidence in your game and in your ability to do it. So the angel of confidence is Patrick for sports. The angel of confidence in sports is Patrick. And that's the angel of sports. And just if you are a sports enthusiast, and let's just use golf as an example, because a lot of people play golf or tennis. Think of that angel outside of the auditorium, or outside of the standing near the hole if you're playing near the green, if you're playing golf, and think of that angel by the court. So see Patrick there. Have him right next to you. Have him applaud you. Have him rooting you on. And you would be surprised, but that can dramatically change your game. If someone wants to reach me direct and let me help them work with their judge and get their confidence, I mean, this is something that the angels and I are really, really good at. So if you are looking to make your life better, to bring confidence into your life, call me. My local number is 800-323-1790. That's my number in the States, is 800-323-1790. That's toll-free for in the States. And if it's international, my number is 630-420-1334. 630-420-1334. And if you'd like to get a copy of the Angel First Aid books and you are in the United States, call that 800 number. Or my website is theangellady.net. thangelady.net, and you can order the books online. If you're international, go to Amazon.com and ask for Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, which is a general book, health, happiness, prosperity, everything you've wanted to know that the angels can help you with, from how to lose weight to how to make fast cash, and or Angel First Aid, Rx for Success, which is how to find your life's purpose and be successful. And I'm the angels are telling me that they're very proud of everyone who's listening to this show, that the fact that you're listening to it makes you one of their special people, and that they are right by your side, they are helping you, they are loving you, and making your life as full and rich as you can, as they are as possible as they can.
If you subscribe to the belief that the past is a harbinger of the future, then what I have to say may be of great interest to you. Sue Storm is one of America's foremost authorities on angelic communication. She is an acclaimed author, motivational speaker, and prosperity consultant who has improved countless lives. You will be inspired when you hear how Sue came away from a near-death experience with the special ability to see, hear, and speak to angels. She has since dedicated her life to teaching thousands of people how to communicate with their angels to receive help and divine guidance. Sue is available to assist you in any of your endeavors. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call her for help. She will teach you angel first aid techniques that will enrich your life in ways you never thought possible. Invest in yourself. Make an angelic connection. Call Sue Storm at 630-420-1334. Again, 630-420-1334. I am here to tell you about a rewarding experience, and that is a personal consultation with the angels. If success, prosperity, happiness, or personal growth is your goal, then an angelic consultation is the next step. At the end of the session, you will feel energized and have a new perspective. The Angel Lady will be your guide to bringing new direction into your life. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334 to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. The number again, 630-420-1334.
We're talking about confidence out of the Angel First Aid books, and I'm going to go over our affirmations. I am positive and optimistic. I have charm and charisma. I am in the best profession. I have great self-confidence, and I am making an impression. I'm also going to go over our keywords, which are conceive, believe, and achieve, in that order. First you conceive, then you have to believe in it, then you have to achieve it, or then you will achieve it, is probably a better way of putting it. And I just want to reiterate and talk to you again about the judge, because if there's one thing in this life that is going to keep you from being successful, it is that judge. And if there's one thing in this life that is going to interfere with your self-confidence, it is that judge. So if you are looking to find out what your judge looks like, how to deal with him, how to learn to live with this judge and still succeed, you may want to call me, 800-323-1790, and set up a reading in the States. And if you talk to your angels and let them help you, and if you are international, it's 630-420-1334. And I cannot tell you enough that what is important to you is finding your life's purpose, finding out how to make your life better, finding out how to silence that judge, and working with Barry, Caroline, Cornell, Deborah, Jacob, Katrina, Melody, Patrick, Samuel, and Teresa, the angels that are here to give you confidence, to bring you the success that you're looking for. And I am thrilled to say to you that this is Angel Talk, and we will be back next week. And our confidence chapter was this week, and our chapter that we are talking about next week, if you'd like to get a copy of the book and work on it, the book is Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. The next week's chapter is energy. Yay! How do you make energy? You cannot live without energy. You cannot manifest without energy. And the more strength and energy you have on a spiritual level, the happier your life is down on earth. The more love you can have and manifest, and the more happiness, and the more cash, and the the larger amount of money you can have is when you have energy. After all, what is money? Money is energy. So next week, that's what we're going to be working on, and the chapter is called Energy. This is Sue Storm from Angel Talk saying, I'll see you next week.
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.
You're listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.